Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt. Today is day 20 of our Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua. Remember the Sabbath Day, Part 1, Exodus 28-11. Remember Yom Shabbat to keep it holy. You are to work 6 days and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Shabbat to Yahweh Elohim, your God. In it you shall not do any work, not you nor your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your cattle, nor the outsider that is within your gates. For in 6 days Yahweh Elohim made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Thus Yahweh Elohim blessed Yom Shabbat and made it holy. So what does it mean to remember? It's the Hebrew word zakar. It means to remember, to mention, to recall, to think about, to think on, to be remembered, to recall, to acknowledge, to mention, to make known. The basic meaning indicates a process of mentioning or recalling either silently, verbally, or by means of a memorial sign or symbol. The verb often means to mention, to think about. Yom Shabbat, we are to keep holy. The word holy is kadosh, a verb meaning to be set apart, to be holy, to show oneself holy, to be treated as holy, to consecrate, to treat as holy, to dedicate, to be made holy, to declare holy or consecrated, to behave, to act holy, to dedicate oneself. The verb in the simple stem declares the act of setting apart, being holy, i.e. withdrawing someone or something from profane or ordinary use. Yahweh set aside Aaron and his sons, consecrated them, and made them holy for the priesthood. Exodus 29:21. The altar was made holy, and anything coming in contact with it became holy. Exodus 29:37. The tabernacle, the ark, the table of showbread, the altar of burnt offering, and all the smaller accessories and utensils used in the worship of Israel were anointed with a special anointing oil so that they became holy. Whatever came in contact with them became holy. Exodus 30:26-29. The men accompanying David as his military were declared holy. 1 Samuel 21:5. The word is used most often in the intensive stem, meaning to pronounce or to make holy, to consecrate. Yahweh pronounced the Sabbath day as holy, Genesis 2:3 and Exodus 28. Places could be dedicated as holy, such as a part of the courtyard or Mount Sinai itself. The year of Jubilee, the 50th year, was declared holy. Persons could be consecrated in holy duties. Aaron and his sons were consecrated to serve as priests of Yahweh Elohim. The firstborn males of people or animals are consecrated to Yahweh. Holy times are designated using this word in the fact of stem. Hebrews 4, verse 9-13. So there remains a Shabbat rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered God's rest has also ceased from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through the same pattern of disobedience. For the word of God, or Yahweh Elohim, is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing right through to the separation of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. No creature is hidden from him, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him whom we must give account. The following was sent to me from a friend. The author is unknown, but I thought it would set the tone for this study on the Shabbat or Sabbath. Some of these sayings may be strange to some of you, but as we study on the Shabbat, we will cover its meaning and symbols. I am sure it will bless you and enrich your life and your relationship with Yahweh Elohim as it has mine. We hope that this study on Shabbat will give you a greater understanding of this weekly time set aside to bring you rest in His presence. It was never meant to be a burden, but a joy. Let the Ruach HaKodesh speak to your heart regarding this most special celebration of Yahweh Elohim. The biblical Sabbath is Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. It is rich with meaning and blessing. Its true meaning has been lost to the body of Messiah, but the Ruach HaKodesh Holy Spirit is bringing this wonderful day, holy meaning, back to his body. His congregation, made up of both Jewish and former Gentile believers, called Israel. Some of you may not have a Messianic Jewish fellowship near your house where you can worship on Shabbat, but we can still keep Shabbat in our homes. Many of you are just coming into the understanding of our Hebraic heritage and Messiah, and it's time to grow together in the understanding with our Messianic Jewish Mishpacha family and to learn and enjoy the rich Jewish heritage we have in the olive tree and in our Messiah Yeshua. It is clear from Holy Scriptures that the Shabbat was never changed to Sunday. We need to schedule our work week, appointments, etc. on the 6 days prior to Shabbat and keep Shabbat set aside and holy. May we enter his rest and then be led by the Ruach HaKodesh regarding our Shabbat observance as we honor Yeshua, the living Torah, by loving him and obeying his commandments. Come and enter into his Shabbat rest. The Grinch Who Stole Shabbat, author unknown. Oh, the Jews up in Jewville, they love their Shabbat, from the oldest of old folks to the youngest of tats. With candles and wine and chocolate chip challah, they felt oh so good till way past Havdalah. They all went to shul to hear Rabbi Shuels, who told that it's important to treat everyone nice, and after the service, they each took their tallis and ran to the tables for cookies and challahs. But there was one among them, though he was born Yiddish, who didn't like candles or challah or kiddush. In fact, Shabbat made him so angry and bluish, you'd hardly have guessed that he was born Jewish. Since his bar mitzvah, he grew not an inch. He was tiny and hairy and nicknamed the Grinch. He lived on a mountaintop far above town. On each Shabbat evening, he'd say with a frown, "What's the big deal with their candles and brachas? To me, the whole thing is a pain in the tukas. I don't feel any different from Friday till Sunday. I don't need your Shabbat, give me any old Monday. I'll show them, I'll steal their Shabbat. I'll take all the wine and the candles they've got." So he set about building a Shabbat-stealing machine. It was nuclear-powered, it was noisy and mean. He built the world's full Shabbat candle blower outer that blew out the candles and with yucky green powder. Then one Friday night, while they welcomed Shabbat, the Grinch saw his chance to hatch his ugly plot. While they all sat in shul so polished and clean, the Grinch from his mountaintop brought down his machine. While the cantor sang prayers and the rabbi told fables, the Grinch came down chimneys to attack Shabbat tables. As the Jews in the shul davened louder and louder, the Grinch he rubbed up his Shabbat candle blower outer. He snuffed all their candles, he stole all their challahs, he dumped out their kiddush wine all over their tallis. There was no one to stop him, they were all still in shul, as he poured all their chicken soup right in the pool. He ate all their kugel, he ate up their herring, he ate all their dessert without even sharing. That Grinch he stole Shabbos from all their mishpochas, from such terrible things some people get nachas. He ruined their Shabbos, he didn't think twice. He even stole Shabbos from Rabbi Shul Weiss. The Grinch stole the Shabbos from Jewsville fine Jews. He went up all their streets and down avenues, until he arrived at the road by the crevice, the very last street where they drank Manischewitz. At the end of the block lived little Susie Lee Jew, who couldn't make it to shul, she was home with the flu. Of all Jewville's Jews, little Susie was smartest. She studied the longest. She studied the hardest. She knew Kiddush and Motzi and Bracha by heart. She knew Shema and Amidah and the in-between parts that only the cantor and Yossi could say, if only the rabbi people would let people pray. Now this little Susie slept snug in her bed while candles and challah danced in her head, when all of a sudden she heard such a clatter, and through her window came the Grinch on a ladder. Now Susie in darkness, he just couldn't see. Who is his visitor? Who can it be? She thought maybe Zaddy had forgotten his key, or perhaps Cousin Herschel had dropped in for tea. So she jumped out of bed, gave a kiss and a hug. She whispered good Shabbos into his hairy mug. Now the Grinch didn't know what hit him that night. Until then, those he met ran away in great fright. This was the first Shabbos kiss he had since he was a kid back in Rabbi J's Tolt Shabbat. And at that very moment, his heart started to beat. He felt warm and tingled from his head to his feet. Out of his eyes came flowing the tears from all the hugs that he'd missed all of these years. "I've done something awful," the Grinch started to cry. "I've done something awful, and I don't know why." "We believe in Teshuva," Susie wisely explained. "We believe that your ways can always be changed. But what can I do to earn love in your eyes? What can I do to apologize? The Jews of our town are forgiving and true. The Jews of our town will learn to love you. But first you must show your words come from the heart. Clean up your mess. That's a good start. Put back the candles and put back the challis. Put back the kiddush wine. Put back the tallis. But hurry up, Mr. Grinch. It's time to be nervous, because here are the Jews coming home from service. The Grinch, he moved fast like a mighty tornado. The Grinch, he moved faster than even Sigfredo. He put back their candles. He put back their challis. He put back the kiddush wine, cleaned all the tallis. He set all the tables with gleaming white dishes. He fulfilled all the plates with brisket and nishes. So the Jews of Old Jewville came home singing songs, and they never found out there was anything wrong. The Grinch did teshuva and changed all his ways. He learned to love Shabbos all of his days. All of his meanness and anger and stink, he got rid of all. He needed no shrink. Instead, he had Susie, his wise little teacher, who taught him that inside the heart of each creature is God's light. Because in God's image we're made, and so there is no reason to ever be afraid. The Grinch loved the Torah so much that one day he signed up to be a rabbi at the UJ. And so, my dear friends, this Shabbat let's not miss. Turn around to someone, give a hug and a kiss. Susie taught us that even a Grinch, with enough hugs and kisses, can turn into a Princh. Shalom and Yeshua.